Harbor Center's gone up. We've seen the final panes of glass going to the hotel. One of my colleagues back to the studio got a tour of the hotel. A lot of elected officials and citizens alike are having that moment of wow, just that they never thought they'd see it. And is it, tell me just about your own feelings knowing that we put that there.
Well, I think it was the collaboration of the city officials, of all the workers. We have a lot of people from the city, a lot of the laborers that work here. So it's really a collection of a lot of people that put it all together to make it all happen on time. And that's really the exciting part of what's really going on here in Buffalo.
Yeah, on time is important. It's, you know,
this is a city that's seen a lot of promises fall through. So there's a sense of, wow, it finally came together because someone finally delivered.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't be too aware of the stuff that's fallen through us, you know, since we've been around. There's been a lot going on, and not only what we're doing, but there's a lot of work going on in Buffalo.
Yeah, just us driving around downtown in the medical corridor and the Uniland building, there's a lot of things, not just down in Harbor Center, but there's been a lot of progress going on we've seen in the last couple of years. So it's just been a snowball effect, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Cleveland had a hot streak for a while. They redeveloped the flats, and then it kind of waned again. Tell me about the challenge about, once these developments go up, keeping Buffalo hot.
Well, everybody, the whole community needs to step up. There's a lot of land over by the First Niagara Center that can be developed to put to other use. So I think we just look to the future and see who jumps in.